Doubt it, Doctor. Seems to me all I've done is tag along in Mr. Holmes's footsteps. He's the one who should get all the glory.
You should reread Watson's stories, Dawkins.
Hmm?
I play the game, for the game's own sake. The official forces of law and order always get the credit. I prefer it that way.
Well, go on, Inspector. Ask me a question.
I can see why you did it.
Of course you can. You understand everything. I said that. You understand me better than the famous Mr. Sherlock Holmes ever could.
But why did you make it so obvious? Why did you want me to catch you? If you'd done things a bit differently, you could have probably got away with it forever.
It was a telegram for you.
Hmm?
New Horton.
Yeah, it's probably the date of the trial.
Yeah. Well, that was a decent thing you did, letting Dawkins take the credit. Well, when is it?
There isn't going to be a trial. What do you mean? See for yourself.
Come on, Francis, stir yourself. Oh, my God.
Good morning, Inspector.
Two bars on cell window expertly removed. Tranter dead. Murder weapon.
A carpenter's chisel. So, Dawkins deserves his credit. He was right. He saw murder in Stephen's eyes.
Get away with it. I didn't think about getting away with it. It had to be done, that was all. And I was the one who had to do it. It was for her. That was my job. Doing things for her. That was my job. I'd like to go back to my cell now, please. May I go back to my cell?
In The Shameful Betrayal of Miss Emily Smith, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Madison and Dr. John Watson by Andrew Sachs. Bert Stevens was played by Mark Gatiss, Inspector Dawkins by Christian Rodsker, Emily Smith by Jamie Barbacoff, Dr. Tranter by Philip Fox, Mrs. Tranter by Rachel Atkins, and Alfred Lawrenson by Chris Moran. The Shameful Betrayal of Miss Emily Smith was written by Bert Cools, from a reference in the short story The Norwood Builder by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. The director was Patrick Rayner.